right?
Yep.
Welcome to the April 21st, 2021 meeting of the Lyman Planning Board. This meeting will come to order. This is a public proceeding, and unless the board specifically votes to go into executive session, you have the right to hear everything that is being said and look at all exhibits that are offered. If the board votes to go into executive session, the reason for saying shall be stated. Please notify the chairman if you are having difficulty seeing or hearing. This meeting is being recorded. In each instance, the burden is upon the applicant to demonstrate compliance with the provisions of the applicable ordinance or ordinances. After the board votes on the merits of each project, it will prepare a written opinion, which will be forwarded within 7 days. The board works from a prepared agenda and will be considering tonight's items in the following order. 7 p.m., Michael Saunders, application for medical marijuana retail at 31 Ledgewood Lane, tax map 11, lot 90-C2. Orsted LLC, application for meadery, artisanal food, and a beverage facility at 1301 Alfred Road, tax map 12, lot 18-1. Main Homestead Market application for a 90 by 100 warehouse building at 1773 Alfred Road, map 7, lot 104. Avani LLC application to rebuild convenience store and gas pumps at 1486 Alfred Road, map 8, lot 54. Green Acres application for medical marijuana grow, Revere Way, map 10, lot 5C. Review and approve minutes, new business, and open issues. Right, Mr. Saunders?
Desk. How are all of you?
Yes, so.
So, Patty, I've got a question. I mean, this is going under the contract for Paul Lorraine?
No.
No, is this a whole separate entity?
It is a separate entity. Paul gave him permission to have this business on his property. And it's a permitted use, so it doesn't have to affect the contract because it's permitted in that zone. Like, he got a contract for things that were not permitted in that zone.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we're all clear on.
Okay. And you have a lease? What do you have from Paul that says you can manage it?
There was written permission in there for him and his wife.
Yeah, there's written permission right now. We are putting a lease in place.
I couldn't find an application. Is there an application?
Yep. Sometimes I don't know if I made copies or didn't make copies, but I'll need this one back.
Okay.
Presidential.
Yep, it's in the residential zone.
Okay. So residential zone, and there is a home there, right? Paul Lorraine lives on that.
Yes.
Property.
Okay, well, I guess we can go to the site plan checklist. He had some things he asked for waivers for.
Which we can't vote on until after the public hearing.
Okay.
Because if we waive something somebody has a concern about, it's procedure not to vote on waivers till after the public hearing.
Right, but the first one he wants is the site map. And
yep. That's a submission requirement.
Yep. And I personally think we should really have it to scale.
seems to be a sticking point at some time.
Right. And it's a markup of one that existed some time ago, right?
Yep,
it was a markup.
Yeah, I'm trying to save you some time. Cause
right. Well, the question is, I mean, let's put it on the table. Mm-hmm. We got slapped down pretty hard for approving a previous project because we did not follow the procedure exactly. So
I just want to let the board know what the attorney said to me right after, the town attorney said to me right after the meeting, was that that first item that we waived too many submission requirements, he said that would not have held up in court because we have authority to waive. What they were essentially telling us to do is to treat that applicant differently because of who he is than the same because of who he is. Because we waive these things, mm-hmm. different things, regularly. Mm-hmm. But the attorney said that particular item would not hold up if it got appealed. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to sway you to waive or not waive, but...
Education's education. Do we have a current site map with all the current modifications to the site? Or is it the old one?
It's the old.
Yeah.
Is this use, this is a use, right, marijuana retail. Is this use attached to the contract zone, or is it attached to the residential ordinance? In other words,
permitted use in the residential zone.
Permitted use in the residential zone, but it's not attached to the...
No.
But the building that he's occupying was one that was approved under the contract zone to be a store. That was my understanding, right? He said...
And it's going to be a store.
Mm-hmm.
It's retail.
Well, right, but it wasn't for marijuana. It was for, you know, T-shirts and paraphernalia. So I'm wondering if we'll run into the issue again where it's a residential zone, you have one principal use, and you're allowed two accessory buildings. And when we did the sidewalk, there was a garage there already. The house and the garage. The
residential zone doesn't have that same exact one principal building, but he has a contract for all of those buildings.
For the buildings and the uses of them, right? The contracts for use. That's why. Normally, you wouldn't be able to have a retail store in the residential zone.
Right, that's why he has a contract to do that.
But he has not... And he has 2 years to implement it. It's been over 2 years.
Does the contract have that in it?
The building, the permit does, right? You have to, it says it on the, when you sign the application permit, you have a year to start, get to start within the year, and then end it by two. I don't know if that's tied to any particular zone, or I thought it was to all of the contracts.
So we gave a permit for that to be retail. And it's retail.
Well, I remember we did discuss whether he was going to be selling food or anything in there, and it was, I don't know, we should have the documentation probably on that contract zone agreement, so we're not guessing. To see what we agreed to.
I could have had that ready for tonight if someone asked me ahead of time. And I do have it here, if anybody wants to read it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got anything to say about the sidewalk? Or is there any questions or comments for him?
Straightforward. All questions are answered. Yeah, position.
We didn't come up with any issues from the sidewalk part of it. Sunday, we did that.
And can I get that application back when you're done with it? Because it's...
I really don't see any of that specifies that's going to be a store, Cecile. It just says the sale and service of food to the licensed department of health and human services.
It's a permitted use in that zone with planning board approval on a, I think it has to be a five, no, yes, it has to be a 5 acre lot. Okay. Yep.
It fills that. Definitely. So I think that is, again, independent of the contract, what supersedes, I think, is the zone that this area is permitted.
Just, we've never done one like this with a contract zone and let another business fault go on it.
If we could get a legal opinion on it, if we want.
Well, I said it's just kind of a strange situation.
And this doesn't list the store either, right?
No, it does not. It just says it's going to be food.
Sale of malt liquor. Sale and service of food, licensed through the Department of Health and Human Services. Live entertainment, overnight sleeping accommodations, and as an accessory residential structure. There's another accessory residential structure.
Which was allowed by contract.
The yurt, right. Farm on the property, provide outdoor recreation, host outdoor events. So that's not even listed on here.
Something tells me it's in the site plan. Because we did talk about... Well, retail.
He did talk about having a store there one time.
I think it's in the site plan approval, which I don't have handy. I need that back.
Does anybody else want to see that? Or else,
no, I don't see. One thing I noticed, I don't know if that's an updated plan, but the one we have here from 2016 shows the owner of the property where the shed is located as Paul Dakota and Romana Dakota, but we're having permission from Paul Lorraine and Alice Dunworth. Like you see where the ownership looks.
The map that we got right here, it says it right below us.
The shed is
to Alice.
Yeah, the shed is back here.
Oh, okay.
It's not there. Mm-hmm. And that was another thing that I was found confusing because I thought it was here at first.
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, but it's near, it's near the house.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah, it's right between the house and the house and the entertainment.
I thought I drew it on that one, didn't I?
Yeah, this is
I drew the rectangle on the big one.
That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
how are we going to resolve the issue of data requirements? The problem that I have with that is that, and I'm not trying to give anybody a hard time, but before the section on standards, section 836, a part of 836 says very clearly, we're talking about the 16 standards here, it says the planning board may modify or waive any of the following site plan review standards if it determines blah, 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 blah. And that's fine. And there's a lot of, and we have been doing that upon occasion, depending on what, if the applicant requested a waiver for one of the 16 standards or part of it in writing, and there was justification. So we have been doing that. But the problem I'm having now, based on our other meeting we had with the Zoning Board of Appeals, is under data requirements, 838, it says, any applicant, any application presented for approval shall include the following information. Then it says, as applicable.
But if you look at section 8.2.1,
yeah,
the planning board may modify or waive any of the following application submission requirements if it determines that due to the size of or nature of the project or circumstances of the site, such requirements would not be applicable or would place an unnecessary burden upon the applicant and would not affect or conflict with the purposes of this ordinance.
What would be gained for us requiring a larger mat in this case?
Nothing.
There's no change in terms of the contours of the property. It's not new construction. So I would not get hung up on what the Zoning Board of Appeals said on one particular situation. As Patty, you said, and Don, as you said, we've waived this for good reason.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that I'd rather not have an approved application overturned in the future because we didn't do our job, which is what we were told, basically. I mean, you can say it the way you want to say it. We put a lot of effort in, but the effort we put in was not successful because we got basically told, hey, you did not follow the ordinance in these areas. Therefore, we're not approving, you know, we're invalidating your approval. Mm-hmm. So if we do decide to waive any data requirements, I think we need to have a specific statement as to why we have done that in the record. Yep. And if it is appealed and it gets thrown out again, then that would just indicate that we, and I'm not even sure where all these data requirements came from. They didn't come from any state law that I know of. They've been in the ordinance for years, and they're very detailed, and there's nothing wrong with any of them, except that if you have an applicant who comes in who wants to do something useful in the town as a business, and that would increase their taxes they pay, etc., and we're business friendly, if we went by every single word here, we'd never get an application through, probably, or it would take a month, or 2 months, or whatever. So I'm not arguing that we should not waive some of these requirements, including the site plan thing, which occasionally is ridiculous in a sense, because we get a plan that's like that. But I think we have to make very specific reasons if we do waive any of them. And I think in the future we need to do some work on this ordinance to make sure it really meets what we want it to do, or what the town wants it to do, I should say. Anyway, that's my speech. Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like this situation meets those criteria, and we could make a case for that. The structure itself is the value of it's less. It's like a $10,000 shed.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we're building a 2,000 square foot new. I think we're meeting the intent. I think. If
you're the applicant, so obviously that's
yeah,
your opinion.
It is my opinion for sure.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I would say the same thing.
Well,
justification, I think, is the key word, and I think if we do waive, particularly I think waiving if it's an existing layout, you know, the building exists already,
right,
and we have a map that's not that far back that shows, you know, what it looks like, then I think that would be reasonable. But if it's an area that's never been developed or you're doing a major change to it, I think it'd be hard to justify not to follow the requirement. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Anyway, I said my two cents.
So we're not gonna vote on these tight anyway, but
I just wanna express my concern that we,
Does everybody feel they're ready for a public hearing?
Oh, yeah. I just like to say, I don't think we should be openly concerned about the potentiality of any of our decisions being overturned in the future. We call the shots as best as we can, as we always have been, and let it go from there. Well, that's a good point. And as for Resil's concern, should we get a legal opinion on the applicability or lack thereof of the contract for this enterprise? Ready for the next meeting?
If that's what you guys,
Do we really need it? The medical marijuana is allowed in the residential zone. It is, in my opinion, separate and indifferent from Funky Bo. Funky Bo is taking a structure that they had on their property, taking it out of that contract zoning, and allowing it to be utilized for a legal use.
I'm in full agreement with you, but I'm concerned by another board member about the...
Oh, I agree. I see your point.
We're going to run into the same issue again. One principal building with a...
That's my
two
concern,
accessories.
Because we have multiple buildings, multiple uses.
We have
greenhouses,
a contract.
Barns.
Yeah, right. Can you overlap contract zone with the residential requirements?
We're overlapping structures with zoning, though. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a contract, structures, and what the residential zone allows. If we focus on the contract, that's the zone for that property.
The contract zone was for the tap room, the tasting room, the food, the entertainment. But it was not. It was in a retail store, which wasn't even listed on that contract. And then the store was going to be for paraphernalia, to do with the brewery. If it had been for food or something like that, wouldn't that be? That would be another licensed use. That would have been spelled out in the contract. So now you're changing the use from that to marijuana. I'm just putting it out there because I don't know if that would be considered under the contract. That would be a change in the contract zone.
It does not come down to which takes precedence, the contract?
Or the residential with the two buildings, the two accessory buildings, which would be the garage and the shed.
Definitely worth asking the attorney.
Which we have to get permission from the Board of Selectmen to do.
Somehow I think they might give permission.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's not an automatic.
No, I know.
It's one principal building and one accessory structure in the residential zone.
One accessory structure?
Yep. Keep mixing these.
So what do we got on there now?
We have a contract. We're getting hung up on this, I think, unnecessarily.
Well, the house and the garage would take care of the residential zone, right? There's a house and a garage there.
We have a contract that overrides what this residential zone says. So on that property, this does not apply because there's a contract. So what we want to find out is if that retail can be part of the contract, or is it separate from the contract? Right. And can we approve this retail use there?
Yeah, yep. I think that states it pretty well. But I do think we ought to request to get an opinion from the town attorney. Because this is the first time we've seen the situation with the contract.
Okay. And what would happen if no ill will, your business stops or you move, does that building go back to being used as under the contract zoning for Funky Bo? You know, taking it out, but we're keeping it there, but we're changing the use, but there's a potential it could be attempted to be reverted back.
Right. The contract was with Funky Bo. So if he moves or something, then if that's allowed in the residential zone and separate from the contract zone, it could stay. Right?
I'm not going to answer that. Because
it's a residential use. It's not a contract. The contract goes when...
Can I just, for my clarification, is the contract for 21 Ledgewood or 31 Ledgewood?
Both.
Both.
The contract covers both of those lots as part of the contract.
Got it.
They were one leases to the other. I'm not sure which one, but...
Yeah. Well, we're not trying to hold you up, really. I mean, it seems like a straightforward request, what you're asking, and it's a permitted use in that area on a five-acre lot. But this is unusual because of the contract business. So we ought to find out before we go ahead and go through the process and approve it and then find out that there's an issue.
Can we take a vote on going to the town attorney?
I move that we request the Board of Selectmen to ask the council of the town to look into this matter.
I'll second that.
Any discussion on it? Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
You got a quorum. I'm not voting today. I know my place.
Yeah, but you don't keep it.
No, never mind. Sorry. It's the rebel in me.
So, do we want to schedule a public hearing, or do we want to hold off till we get an answer?
Probably wouldn't want to hold off. Huh? I'd hate to put them through that and have people come if there's an issue, right? I don't know what you think.
It's up to you guys.
Well, can we get an opinion, but when could we have a public hearing? Be the next meeting, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, when is that? That would be
in May.
First Wednesday in May?
May 5th.
May 5th.
Well, if we could get an opinion from the attorney before then, we could have the public hearing and it wouldn't hold anybody up. I would suggest we set a public hearing date, and then if for some reason we can't do it, we could always postpone it. This way, if we can get an opinion back, well, we can go ahead and have the thing and keep moving this project along.
Appreciate that.
So, I mean, it'd be my 2 cents.
Do that.
So May 5th, what time?
6:45. Think you'll take longer than that, or less?
Well,
you might have others coming up,
right.
So.
I think we may have several.
What are we?
Others.
Started at 6?
Yeah, when do we start at 6?
All right.
Don't do that. Yeah.
May 5th, you said?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Cinco de Mayo.
Is that right?
Yeah. Tacos.
Get hold of that funky goat. Just a thought.
Cecile, can I get that application back?
This one, yeah.
Yep.
So we'll see you on the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how things go.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
I'll try to get something.
Okay, we just did a site walk on this. Does anybody have any questions or comments?
It looked pretty straightforward. Just basically using one building for storage and some
media reproduction.
I have a waiver pre-request last time about the survey, a written waiver request, I guess is technically what I have. Would you all like a copy of that?
Yeah, yes. Give us a copy.
Can I get one for the record?
Absolutely. I printed so many out just in case.
Thank you.
does everybody think she's ready for public hearing on this?
Yep.
Yep.
No other questions? So.
Mm-hmm. Paul? Great forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're going to schedule you for the 5th of May. But you might want to come here at 6 because we'll schedule you to run concurrently.
Okay.
Mr. Saunders.
Here.
Yep,
okay,
here.
Thank you.
Anybody have any other questions or comments? So.
Done.
I do. I'm sorry. Do I need to bring anything specific to that or just me?
Well, basically what it consists of, you're going to come here, if the public comes, you're going to explain the project.
Okay.
What you're going to do for them. And
so just me.
Just you and okay. Paperwork. And
okay.
You may want to show a map.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And describe what you're going to do. I mean, you know, that's the thing is to give people information as to what's going to happen.
Okay.
On your project.
Cool.
Thank you. And be prepared to answer questions.
We'll see you on the 5th.
Thank you all so much.
Have a good night.
We're going to schedule you to come to the meeting after.
Yes.
So.
I will be here at 6 and then just stay through. Thank you.
Main Homestead Market?
Hello.
How are you today?
Yeah, so I have a copy of the email from the septic designer okaying the addition of a bathroom.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, sort of all I can get until I have, you know, where the building, you know, how big the building's going to be and all that stuff. But he has no complaints.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I don't know if it's somewhere officially or just in the meeting notes, but on the agenda it's listed as 90 by 100, mm-hmm. and it's 80 by 100 in the thing.
Oh.
So I don't want that to be some weird hold up later.
That could be just the typo.
Uh-huh. I just double checked. I did write 80 in the application.
Yeah.
So is there any questions or comments about the sidewalk over there?
Very straightforward.
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, while I missed the sidewalk, I have driven by and observed from the street. I had a senior moment Sunday that completely numbed it.
Well, you didn't miss anything. It's just a flat parking lot.
Very much.
You had the building marked out with paint.
Yeah.
The corners of the maximum size building you would like to,
yep.
You might like to put up there. So that was easy to see. So it's pretty straightforward.
So we're going to put you on for a public hearing on 5-5. And we're starting them at 6, and they're going to run concurrently. You'll be 3rd, so you probably want to be here around 6. Then we'll schedule you on a meeting after.
Okay.
Is no other questions for them?
So do you have any questions?
Assuming the public hearing goes well, there will be a vote for approval after? Or is there, like, going to be more things?
Well, we'll go through your application, the waivers you asked for,
mm-hmm.
and we'll see what happens.
Okay, and you'll decide from there.
Yep.
Okay.
This is to give the public a chance, of butters, anyone that wants to come and say something about the project, they'll have the opportunity to listen to you explain it. I mean, it's pretty simple, but
and
there may be somebody who says something. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, you have a great night. We'll see you on the 5th.
Thank you.
Bonnie LLC.
do you guys want me to do a little description of the project, or?
Sure.
Yes.
Don't mind.
Sure. My name's Joel Martin. I'm an engineer with Sightlines. I'm here on behalf of 7 Savani LLC. Project is for the redevelopment of the 7 Jackson's Corner store. The existing building, existing gas pump filling station area will be demolished, and a new 6,200 square foot convenience store will be constructed, and a new gas filling pad and filling stations will be constructed. They are going to try to construct this so that there'll be minimal interruption to the business. The new building has been placed behind the existing building, so they will construct that, and then once that's constructed, they'll tear down the existing building, leaving the filling stations in operation, and then they'll try to put in the new fuel tanks, and that'll probably be a 4 to 6 week time where those filling stations are not able to be used, and then in that time they'll construct the new ones. We do have to go to DEP for a wetland permit because we're impacting about 7,000 square feet of wetlands. And because of the expansion of the building and we're doubling the number of filling stations, we will have to get a traffic movement permit from DOT. Mm-hmm. So those are in the process right now, and we expect to get DEP probably in the next 30 days. DOT will probably be further into probably July-ish before we get their approval.
So what about moving the house, though? The existing house? Are you going to move that?
The existing building?
No, the house.
There's no house.
Wrong corner. House. Are you thinking across the street?
Wrong corner. No, wait. I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong corner. Okay. I was thinking about the other one, the other project. That's going on. Okay, never mind. Let me just take another look here and see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the one across the street, they're moving the house back up.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. All right.
Let's say I walked to that property. I don't remember.
And you just said that you're going to raise the buildings too, right? You said, just going to repeat what you said, that you're raising the buildings and the existing pumps will be gone.
Yep. Again, it'll be a staged process to try to keep the business in operation as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Okay. And hopefully everything would be... Projects. Everything would be open and operation by end of the year.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go through the checklist. Site plan, drawn to scale, not smaller than 1 inch equals 40 feet. That's in here.
So you all have a reduced set of maps, which I also emailed last week. And that's the big size, big maps.
Two, name, address of the applicant plus the name of the proposed development. We have that. Three, total floor area, ground coverage, and location of each proposed building, structure, or addition. That's all on our maps in here. Number four, a perimeter survey of the parcel made and certified by a registered land surveyor licensed in Maine. Relating to reference points, plans must show true or magnetic north, a graphic scale, corners of the parcel, data survey, and total acreage. That's sheet one. Number five, all existing and proposed setback dimensions. You got all your dimensions on here for setbacks. Six, the size, location, direction, intensity of illumination of all major outdoor lighting, apparatus, and signs. That's sheet two. Number seven, the type, size, and location of all incineration devices, none proposed. Eight, type, size, and location of all machinery likely to generate appreciable noise at lot lines, as well as estimated decibel level at property lines. Do you not have any generators, anything there?
There is a backup generator on the backside of the building. But no.
And what about for the LP fueling station? Sometimes those can be loud when they're fueling.
I can ask the question. I know they're going to take the... current system they have, and they're just going to move it over to the new location. But I got to ask about noise levels.
Number nine, location type and size of all existing proposed catch basins, storm drainage facilities, wetlands, streams, and watercourses, as well as all utilities both above and below ground. And you have a stormwater plan in here. It has to be sheet C4, drainage. Number 10, all existing contours, proposed finished grade elevations of the portions of the site which will be altered. And the system of drainage proposed to be constructed, contour intervals shall be specified by the planning board. That'll be on sheet 1 with 1 foot intervals. 11, location type, size of all curves, sidewalks, driveways, fences, retaining walls, parking space area, etc., and layout thereof together with dimensions. That's sheet C3. 12, all proposed landscaped areas, size and type of plant material upon the premises. That's sheet 1, L1. 13, all existing or proposed right-of-ways, easements, and other legal restrictions will may affect the premises in question. And it's all here with the deeds. 14, the property lines of all properties abutting proposed development, including properties across the street or across a water body, together with a tax map and lot numbers, the property owners' names and mailing addresses, on file with the town office within 10 days of filing the application. We have that on sheet 1. 15, an appropriate box in each page of the plans for the signatures of the planning board, and you have it on your big plans. 16, documentation of right, title, or interest in the proposed site. Okay, you have a signed authorization in here, and there's a deed. 17, an off-site soils investigation report by a Maine State licensed site evaluator. The report shall identify the type of soil, location of test pits, the proposed location, design of subsurface disposal systems. And there is a wetland survey in here in the back. It's about 8 pages long.
And a soil investigation.
And soil, report. Yes. It's all in here. 18, the type of any raw, finished, or waste materials to be stored inside or outside of roof buildings, including the physical and chemical properties if appropriate. And you're not storing any raw materials outside. And 19's traffic data, but they're really not changing any uses.
No. So.
You guys, are you doing a traffic count? Did you mention that? Somebody?
Yes. Yep.
I thought I saw something.
Yeah, because we're increasing the size of the building and the number of filling stations, there will be a traffic study done. There's going to be a scoping meeting with DOT. They haven't scheduled it yet, but hopefully within the next few weeks. And there we'll talk about what type of detailed analysis will need to be done and what, if any, offset improvements will need to be done.
That, and they're increasing, significantly increasing the number of parking spaces available, so more people most likely stop in than typically would if they only got 6-8 spots. Mm.
And it does say on his checklist they're doing a traffic study.
Mm-hmm. DOT has communicated with us. One thing they asked us, does the town of Lyman have any plans to peer review the subject traffic movement plan? Which we don't have yet, I don't think.
No.
And I think DOT is going to peer review it quite well, mm-hmm. to be honest.
I think so too.
With the experts.
But
do you have to answer them?
I said that we hadn't even reviewed the preliminary application yet, so I did answer it, and that I would let them know if the board decided to do that, but I didn't give any indication one way or the other.
It would seem logical to wait until we see what DOT does. I mean, who's going to do this? You said you were doing a traffic study?
Not me. It's Sewell Engineering.
Okay. But you're paying. The applicant's paying for that.
Yep. And they're traffic engineers. They've been doing it for a long time.
So we ought to see what they produce, shouldn't we? And then decide if we need to have anybody peer review.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting you have to answer that tonight, but I'm just letting you know they reached out.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. That's good.
Okay. So does anybody have any questions? I mean, seems to have a pretty complete application.
Yeah, it's pretty complete.
Yes, we should set up a sidewalk. do it. Everybody would like to do a site walk.
Gotta give 2 weeks' notice.
7 days' notice.
Oh, 7 days.
You want to do it on May Day or the 2nd of May?
Yeah, let's see why you can't.
What day of the week is that?
Sunday.
Sunday?
Is Sunday better than Saturday for people or not?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter
to me.
What about you?
Doesn't matter to me.
I'd rather go on a Saturday if we could. I mean,
okay.
Saturday, May 1st?
Like one?
Yeah, that's not fair.
What time, gentlemen?
9 o'clock?
Yeah, it works. 9 is good.
That works for you, Steve?
Yep, that works fine. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys need marked out for the sidewalk?
Well, it'd be nice if you could mark out, you know, where that building's going to be. And,
sure.
You know, mark out what the perimeter of the big parking.
Mm-hmm. Pumps. Where the pumps will be.
The pumps.
Some might have to be done just with paint, just because you're going
over. Yeah, that's fine. Paint's fine. Mm-hmm. Just so we have a general idea.
It's easier to visualize that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Schedule you for the next meeting too.
Okay.
Just to discuss anything we see at the site walk. And I think we'll schedule you for 7 o'clock. We'll start off. And
okay. Will that be the public hearing or just?
No, that's it's not a public hearing. On 5-5, you're just going to come back. We're going to discuss what we see on the site walk. Is there anything that
you
need changed or any more information?
Sure.
Then then we will schedule a public hearing.
Right. Right. Once we get all that done, we'll schedule a public hearing.
Okay. Okay. Which should be 2 weeks. Unless something changes, that should be 2 weeks later.
Okay.
So, I mean, we meet on the first and third Wednesdays of the month.
So probably be June then, right?
Say again?
For the public hearing?
No. 19th.
Would we? Because you need 2 weeks.
It'll be the 19th.
You only need 7 days for a public hearing notice.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So we'll see you on the 1st.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we're Green Acres.
Oh, here we go again.
Good to see you too.
Yes.
You're on the old Welcome. Business now.
Yeah.
Email from the town attorney about how to handle this?
There's nothing in there that's privileged information, is
it? Nope.
Do you want a copy of it? Because I don't know.
Copy of it? No.
I'm not going to read it.
Chad?
Somebody else can read it.
You
can read that.
Sure. Okay. We got it was an email sent from Bradley Moran to Patty McKenna on one, I think we're talking about it, Monday, April 19th. 2021. It says the planning. This one here?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, and we're talking about Bradley Warren is the town attorney. He said the planning board decision on a revised application or plan would be appealable. Is that the one you're talking about? Or you're talking about another one.
Is that where how it starts off, Dave?
Yes.
Because I gave you my copy.
Yes.
I don't have it anymore.
Oh, okay. So basically saying that if there is a revised application submitted, it would be appealable. And then he says, I don't know how you have been handling revised applications in the past. There is no procedure in the ordinance. The Zoning Board of the ZBA, Zoning Board of Appeals, reversed this permit. It is unknown what the applicant would eventually resubmit. The MMA Planning Board manual provides that a second request for approval of the same project may be entertained if the board finds that, quote, a substantial change of conditions has occurred or other considerations materially affecting the merits of the subject matter that intervene between the first application and the second, citing a reference. If substantial changes were made to comply with the ordinance, then the planning board could consider it. So if substantial changes were made. If this occurred, the planning board could certainly streamline its information gathering process under section 8.2.1. For example, if you already had input from Southern Maine Regional Planning Commission and DEP and looked at the private road issue. However, I believe it would be safer to hold a new public hearing since this would be a substantial change to the project. It certainly could be appealed again to the ZBA and Superior Court if anyone chose to go that route. New paragraph. I know that there was talk at the meeting that it was going back to the planning board, but we really don't know what is going back until the applicant submits something. The MMA Planning Board manual says, quote, if authorized by the applicable ordinance, the Board of Appeals may remand the case to the original decision maker to hear new evidence or new issues, unquote. We actually don't have that procedure spelled out in our ordinance. I think that procedure is designed for the situation where the planning board never considered a particular issue, and the ZBA essentially says, quote, finish up that work and then come back to us, unquote. That is not what occurred here. The ZBA ruled that the permit should not have been granted for those two reasons, one dealing with ordinance interpretation, the other dealing with required submissions. No one knows what Mr. Alves will actually submit. Therefore, I believe the planning board has to wait and see what he submits and deem it complete before deciding what to do with it. A pre-application meeting may be a good idea. It would require a new plan, and I suggest that would trigger a need for a new public hearing. And he goes on to say, another lawyer in my office recently represented someone whose permit was reversed at the ZBA level in another town. To be safe, we submitted a revised application with all the completeness requirements again. I will check to see how that board is handling it. Signed, Bradley C. Moore, who is the town attorney. And I guess that's what we're talking about.
So you have a revised plan in front of you, and you have the same checklist with some highlighted sections, the checklist that we used in the beginning. And I think I highlighted all the sections that the zoning board talked about.
So now we have a site plan that's drawn to a scale not smaller than 40 feet. 1 inch equals 40 feet. One that was highlighted is number 5, all existing and proposed setback dimensions. See them all on here. Yeah. Right to all 4 corners of your house, a building, I should say. Size, location, direction, intensity of illumination of all major outdoor lighting apparatus and signs.
You've got this little
Yep. Okay, I see those.
Dark sky. Dark sky.
Oh, right here.
Things, yes.
I guess dark sky means it faces downward. Yes, that's what I would assume it means.
Number 8, the type, size, and location of all machinery likely to generate applicable noise at the lot lines as well as estimated decibel level of property lines.
So the generator
is there. Is there a generator on
there? I don't see that on here.
Back of the proposed building.
Emergency generator.
Oh, yeah. Yep, right here is a sign. Oh. Arrow point towards them.
Oh, is there one for each building? I mean, one for each section?
Yes. We're looking into potentially getting two for one, so maybe reduce it to three, but we're not sure if we can yet.
Three large ones.
Are there any questions on that? Nine, location, type, and size of all existing proposed catch basins, storm drains, facilities, wetland streams, and water courses, as well as utilities, both above and below ground. Mm-hmm. The wetland on here, on the spot.
Stormwater diversion.
I think it was the utilities that they were questioning.
Yep. And where are utilities? So we go ahead, electric right here. You got it right here, Cecile. You want in?
Oh, right here.
Yep, it's right there. It goes in that way.
Okay.
How does it get to the building?
It goes up here, comes over, comes down.
Is it underground then?
It'll go from underground to pedestals.
Oh, okay.
Transformers.
You have a transformer at the end of the telephone pole. Yep. Questions on that? Everybody good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 10. All existing contours and proposed and finished grade elevations of the portions of the site which will be altered in the system of drainage proposed to be constructed. Contour intervals shall be specified by the planning board. Okay, I see you got all your contour intervals here.
And what they didn't have before was proposed finished grade elevations of the buildings.
Yep.
Which they do now.
Basin elevation, yeah. Elevation.
Okay.
Well, I do see you have all your elevations on here, which is good. Everybody good with that? Mm-hmm. The elevations?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, the location, type, and size of all curbs, sidewalks, driveway, fences, retaining walls, parking space area, etc., and layout thereof together with dimensions. Yeah, I see 12 vehicles.
Isn't there going to be any parking, or is there going to be any parking up by the greenhouse?
Everybody good with the parking?
Yep.
12 vehicles, 10 by 20.
Yep.
So we'll run it back to number 18. The type of any raw, finished, or waste materials to be stored inside or outside of roof buildings, including the physical and chemical properties, if appropriate.
Number 8.
I did see that here somewhere. Oh, okay.
Right there.
Okay, so the note for number 8 says, compulsive materials shall be non-odorous, non-psychoactive, and deposited in the designated compulsive enclosure. I understand what non-psychoactive is, but they're not going to be able to smoke any of this. It's not usable. It's just want to make sure I ask the question. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have any other questions about this? Or?
Well, it looks like they put the composting area on the plan. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so this building is going to be pretty good size, huh? Mm-hmm.
Along this line, something about me asking, is it going to be one continuous roof line, or is it going to be like, well, five buildings now? And will the system that you have proposed before for controlling odor, is that the same system that you have for this?
Yes.
And do you know if there's any growing facility comparable to this in size anywhere in the state for comparison purposes? Well, do you have any, are there any other growing operations in a building this size, if not in this state, elsewhere that you use as a, for comparison purposes?
I'm sure there are, but I'm not aware of where they might be.
Okay. Thank you.
I just had a question for Patty. Okay, this is on a 50-acre lot, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
One of the issues that the one of the members of the ZBA brought up and said, okay, it's a 50-acre lot, but there's nothing to stop the applicant from splitting this up.
That's when you were going for density.
Right, that's when we were using as limited by lot coverage, which we're not doing anymore because it's one structure.
Right, but if...
He needs to keep 5 acres because we require 5 acres for this use.
If this were... the question I was going to ask is, would this size building be acceptable on a 5-acre lot?
Steve, coverage.
Would that be 20% coverage of... Yeah.
I mean, because there is no building...
It's not in the commercial zone, so there's no lot.
It is still as limited by lot coverage.
Yeah,
20%
so,
lot coverage.
So 20%.
They were under it. I didn't calculate it for 5 acres.
No, and I know, but wait a second. Let me, we can do that quick. I mean, 1 acre is what? Is 4,000?
43,000 something square feet.
5,560.
Yeah. So if we had a 5-acre lot, well, 20% of 5 acres is 1 acre, right? So therefore, this building, I'm just saying this, let's say the applicant decides to develop the area and put in something else down there, and he splits off a 5-acre lot, which one of the Zoning Board of Appeal members suggested was possible.
So we could condition this that he has to maintain 20% lot coverage.
Yeah, but does the 20% include, what does it include? Does it include just the building, or does it include all this other stuff?
No, all the parking, everything, I think.
Well, let's see what the ordinance says.
Yeah, I'm just saying that was brought up at the meeting, and
maximum lot coverage for buildings, 20%. Buildings. That's what it says. Buildings.
Okay, and then there's utility building down here in addition to that.
All buildings, but it doesn't include parking.
Okay.
Theoretically speaking, on a 5-acre lot, you can cover an acre.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That would
be 20%. Okay, so we're under. I'm just asking the question. It doesn't appear that there's an issue there. I have to make sure there is no issue.
I think it would be fair to condition it that they can't reduce the lot to make the lot coverage non-conforming.
Yeah, we could put that as a condition. I think that would be a good thing to do.
So I know we're supposed to have another public hearing, but should we have another site walk on this?
I think so.
Nothing has changed.
It's just the building changed.
Yeah, the building's different.
And I know nothing's changed up on the property. I mean, I'm just trying to cover all the bases.
I think so.
And the site walk is also a public event. You publish it, so if we're going to a public hearing, then people might want to go.
It was published the last time.
No, I don't have a question. I actually had a file a police report on some of these activities that has been going on about online, as we're driving by, harassment, things of that nature. I don't really feel comfortable with the public coming on my property at this point. If you need to do it, you need to do it. But that's my feeling. I'm very uncomfortable. I filed a police report.
Okay.
And if you feel you have to do that, I have no problem with it, but I wanted to disclose that.
Yeah, and as far as the building, the building is going in the same area. It's just that we're just squeezing it all, making one building. So it's not like there's going to be any change.
I understand that.
I don't mean to give you a hard time. One question that may be asked is, with these buildings, is there a way to get from one to another to another to another of these sections of the same building? Internally?
I don't believe that's recommended. I believe they'll have to come out outside to enter back in.
Yeah, each caregiver is supposed to be in an isolated area. I believe that's a state
issue. Yeah, they can't have access to each other's areas.
So then the question, is it one building or is it five separate buildings?
It's one building.
Just asking,
I know.
The divisions, like walls in the house, I would say, right?
Okay. Is there any, I don't know the answer to this, but is there any maximum size of building that is allowed for this type of project?
You can just keep putting them on.
As limited by lot coverage.
You mean this particular structure?
No, for this function. In other words, there's an old, like you go out to the Sanford Airport, there used to be an old hangar out there from World War II. That thing is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything that says you couldn't grow marijuana in it?
I think they are.
Maybe they all are.
I think he's right.
Okay, but I'm asking, as far as you know, as far as you're telling us at least, as far as your knowledge is, there's no maximum size of building that's allowed under state law.
Not that I'm aware of.
No. Okay. I think it's amount of growth.
My 2 cents on the sidewalk is that it's a similar project, but it's a different project. Because the last project, although had the same function, had different size buildings. You weren't really sure where you were going to build the building because you gave us like an envelope, I think.
The envelope parking. The envelope's still there.
It probably just looks the same as it did before, but I don't know. But I think since there's a high probability that this may get appealed, et cetera, I think that the planning board ought to do its due diligence and do a sidewalk. That's my 2 cents. Now, as far as the public is concerned, if we do have a sidewalk, then I guess public would be permitted on that per the ordinance. So, I mean, that's something for you to consider, and it's something for the other board members to consider. But it seems to me it's not a new project, but it's a significantly revised project. Locations are a little bit different, maybe. I think we ought to take another look.
I agree. Personally, I disagree. I don't see any value in looking at it again. I don't think there's anything else to see. I think we could, based on our previous visit there, visualize what this is going to look like because it's essentially in the same location. So I would not recommend a secondary site walk. I don't think it's necessary.
Well, what does the ordinance say? And my concern is we're going to be... Our feet are going to be held to the fire about following the ordinance per se.
We did a sidewalk.
If there's a change in the site plan, the site walk goes with the site plan. I don't know, in case someone would come back with that.
Well, I'd like to do a site walk, but I'm also going to respect Mr. Elves' issues with these people. And I can understand how you feel about it, and
I don't think we're going to have a revolution on a sidewalk.
Have you been online?
Not with the plan.
Have you been online?
I've
Have you seen some of the activities online with the guns? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen it.
No.
Oh.
It's very interesting.
I saw.
That's why I filed the police report.
Aside from safety, again, I don't see value.
The square footage hasn't changed, and it's still within the same building envelope you showed us.
It's actually taken up less land.
Yeah.
Right, because you had that one that will sit off the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mean to be persistent.
That's okay.
With the dining room, with the consecutive wood, the snow be a problem in any way in terms of...
That was my first question, and it's no. They gutter them, and it melts right away, and...
But, you know, just playing devil's advocate here, someone who is an opposition to the plan says, okay, this is not one building. These are, you know, five buildings just chock-a-block together. And they are separate because there is no means to get from one section to another. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it'd be like a motel with all of these rooms with separate entrances.
Storage units.
Or storage units.
Look at the... powder coat place that we did up on the across from Homestead.
Right.
One building, two separate entities divided off by a center wall.
Okay. Okay.
We did another one on 111. One building, three leased sections, but it's one building.
That's right.
Yep. Okay. That was that's commercial though.
It's a structure.
Mm. Both
yeah, I'm not talking about
Just that commercial has, you know, you're not limited like you are at the...
Still one, it's one structure with three.
But, you know, I think to me it's one building, you know, and you've got walls in there that divide it.
Okay. Address all potential concerns that the public may bring to us.
It would...
So, I mean, we got to...
The ordinance doesn't say.
I don't think we're going to do a sidewalk. We've already seen that.
Good. Take a vote, please, on the sidewalk. You know, I mean, I would recommend we take a vote on whether we should do a sidewalk.
Motion.
I make a motion that the planning board do a sidewalk on this project.
Okay, all for a sidewalk.
Well, wait, you got a second. Is there a second for the motion? Sorry.
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
Is there any more discussion? No. All in favor of a sidewalk?
I want a sidewalk.
All in favor of not? I guess we'll go with what we got. No sidewalk.
Was that 2-2?
3-2.
3-2.
Okay, now I just want to put on the record.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I can see both sides of it.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see an issue. Anyway, I said my 2 cents. Thank you.
So, are we ready for another public hearing?
Oh, yeah.
With the with council's recommendation, yes.
Question is, are we going to be able to hold it here?
Yes, because we have the ability. I think Lori can do Zoom for us.
Okay.
Who is an employee?
Good.
We're limited to 50 people in this room.
Oh, so you want to do this one on the 5th too? Because probably you got a couple hours of...
We should
get
three public hearings the same night.
We got three already.
We got three already, right? That would be four. Yeah. We'll be here by the time we get the meeting started. It will be 10.
First couple probably will only take a couple of minutes apiece. Third one may take a little more time.
Well, despite my busy schedule, I'm available.
Well, I think we should put Mr. Alves on.
Yeah, I agree.
And if it goes on too long, we'll table whatever's on for the meeting and take it up at the next meeting.
I'm sorry for this question, but do we have to have public hearings scheduled on a night where we have a subsequent meeting?
No, we don't.
We can schedule. I mean,
it's a point.
It's a point. Just throwing it out there that given the length of time here.
Yeah, carry over.
It doesn't have to be on a meeting night. It could be any night, right?
It could be, yeah.
Do you want to do that?
Well, what does everybody else want to do? I mean,
yeah, what about you, Dave?
Well, I'm available if you're available.
Subsequent Wednesday, what would that be?
12.
So we could just carve out the time, but we know it's going to be a lot of food.
So that's a month.
So my take is, why can't we do it on the 6th?
Thursday?
Yeah. Why can't we do it on the 6th or the 4th? I mean,
is there any other committee or board?
I don't know. That's the other thing. We've got to figure out if anybody's here.
Monday night, you have a select meeting.
Yep.
What date is that? That's the 2nd?
Is it scheduled on the 3rd?
So the 4th would be the Tuesday after.
I'm saying either Tuesday or Thursday, maybe the 4th or the 6th.
I don't have access to Wi-Fi, so I can't check it from here.
It'd probably be, if it possibly be smarter to put it on its own night, I think, like you're saying there.
Right.
So that, because this is going to go on. We have three other applicants. Yep. We want to take care of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not opposed to either the 4th or the 6th. I mean,
Neither am I. Call them.
I'm available the 4th.
You're available the 4th?
Yep.
There's no other town. I mean, the room is available.
Tuesday the 4th, we said?
Yeah, we'll see if, we'll wait for Patty to see if the room's available.
Yeah, why don't we keep this thing? I mean, it's not used going for a month.
The schedule isn't posted yet, so I don't know.
Not sure? Mm-hmm. You don't have it?
Schedule is subject to possible change.
Would you be available on the 6th if we couldn't get the room for the 4th?
Yep.
Okay.
So Mr. Al said he'd be available on the 6th, too. So
May 4th or 6th?
6th.
No, it'd be...
No, we're not sure if it's going to be the 4th or the 6th. He just said he would be available on the 6th, if we had to do it on the 6th.
At what time on the 4th?
I'd say 6 o'clock.
So which is the preference? If it's available?
I prefer the 4th.
6 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
If not, May 6th.
Okay. Is that okay with you?
Yes. Thank you.
Now, is a public hearing required?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think so.
Well, I thought in that letter it said if there are substantial changes.
Well, it is a substantial change.
Well, the big thing is if you don't have one, they'll have that will be an appealable.
Well, it's really the board's decision.
It is the board's decision, and I think the board really wants this to go, to go through and not be turned again if we do vote to go with it.
Well, I don't think there's any. In my opinion, there's no question we need a public hearing.
Okay.
Because it's the project came through. We thought we followed the process. We obviously didn't in some areas because it got overturned. Went through that whole process. Applicants come back with a revised plan, and it sounds logical. But if we don't have a public hearing, people say, "Well, yeah, you're hiding something or whatever." You know. Also, I hate to say this, but if they came up at the meeting, the applicant's a member of the select board. So
that should have never been brought up.
I know that. That's actually wrong.
That is wrong.
I'm saying
my name never should have been brought up at all if it had to do with the planning board.
My point is that we should follow as much as possible the letter of the ordinance, and if it's a case of whether we should have a public hearing or not have a public hearing, my feeling is we ought to have a public hearing to get input, even if the input is... whatever the input is, it is. I mean, maybe somebody will bring something up. I don't know. That's relevant to this application. So I think we should have a public hearing and then go on from there, follow our process.
It just sounds to me like it's an opportunity for the public to come in and bring new information.
It is.
But they already had that opportunity, and the changes wouldn't warrant any new information. Because, in my opinion, they're not substantial. but that's just
since the project got rejected, though.
I know, but that
all hands bought. I mean, they have their right to say something again. Just like you got to redo everything.
I agree.
And I feel if we don't have a public hearing, it's just going to be more cannon fodder.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
And we'll show them that you complied. Okay. You know, with
I really don't have an issue with it.
Yeah, full transparency on both sides. This is what we're doing. Find something, speak up now, because if it goes through again.
Well, I can't imagine that we haven't answered all the questions, but.
Mm-hmm. Remember, you're the applicant, so naturally you're going to think that way.
We'll see.
But it may be some other issues. I don't know. I mean, who knows? You have any comments, Patty?
Does anybody on the board have any comments or questions?
No, good.
Okay, Mr. Ells, we'll see you either on the 4th or the 6th at 6 o'clock. And Patty will find out tomorrow and let us know. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Patients and Caregivers of Maine, blah, 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 blah. We're talking about how the new law is not good. The new potential law, which changes some of the items, I guess, for medical. We'll pay that. So let's get some attention. What else have we got?
Minutes, we have minutes.
And also, you have the Zoning Board of Appeals decision as mail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Is that, did that actually go out and all? I mean, with signed? I mean,
yes. You have a copy of the signed decision.
Yes.
Okay.
In your packet.
Right. So, I mean, were there any changes made to it, you know?
By yes.
By the
attorney.
Okay.
Thank you. So what do we have for minutes, Patty?
April 7th.
Did everybody get to read the April 7th meeting minutes?
Yes.
Any discussion on them? I'll make a motion we accept them as written then.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Find a typo. You had your chance.
No, it was my typo.
Oh.
No, I put the here the wrong month.
I wrote 5.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yes.
It was my typo.
I had my chance. Yeah, I know. I don't know if I caught any nits or not. Maybe.
I think you did. I fixed a couple things.
I don't want to ruin my record.
I think she intentionally puts them there.
Yeah. No, I really don't.
It's called corn for the turkeys.
So I want to say something about the ZBA decision.
Okay.
I'm not going to do the sour grapes thing. But I had a farmer come in to me today for a third greenhouse.
Oh, boy.
And I said, in the general purpose zone. And I said, did you watch the zoning board hearing last week? And he knew exactly, he's like, I know. I'm like, I don't know if I can issue a permit for a third greenhouse.
Yeah.
Which, so this doesn't just affect this person on this lot. Mm-hmm. There are farms with multiple barns, mm-hmm. which takes into consideration the way we've been reading it. There are greenhouse salesmen that have multiple greenhouses. Like, it's, this person also wants a second barn. He has two barns. He wants a third barn. I don't think I can issue it.
No, according to what happened the other day, you can't.
So this has ramifications that nobody really thought of outside of this one use. I don't know how farms got to have multiple barns in the general purpose zone.
Probably just built them.
No, they got permits. No, it's not they just built them. It's that we...
And I don't think anything was ever appealed like that before, and a decision rendered.
And I think also you have to consider, like, the farm. There's two principal uses here. You have the home, which is one, and you have the farm, which is the second. So you could have
one.
I mean, the way it's written,
structure
right now, you could
per
have
principal use. So how you, can you
no,
have three?
Two. On the
how can
the,
you have three greenhouses and three barns and? Mm-hmm. It's not just...
It says two accessory buildings per use, so that would be four accessory buildings. It doesn't say they have to be for the for one use or the other, but you're allowed two for each
use. Yeah, that's... Yeah, that didn't work for this...
Hairs.
Yeah, that
well,
didn't
it,
work
with
for...
The heat, this one here had one use.
Well...
Anyway, it, I just want to say it has bigger repercussions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can I just make a point? I mean, I was frustrated after that meeting, too, because... you know, the old saying, effort is not a criteria for success. We put a lot of effort in. We were not successful in handling this permit properly, according to the Zoning Board of Appeals. So what tells me is that we ought to plan, not tomorrow or the next day, but pretty soon we ought to plan and start having some public input, public maybe workshops on the zoning, on the ordinance, because... somebody said to me after the meeting, well, you know, do you want medical marijuana growing in residential zones? I said, well, it's a permitted use as long as it's a 5-acre lot. Mm-hmm. So, but, I mean, should the issue, we can't do it now. And
I think the people should come in with what they want changed.
Well,
I think
we ought to put out a venue for them to say, okay, I mean, we have the rezoning, two requests now for rezoning, which we can't handle, really. We can't do anything about those. We can't even change this ordinance now, except at town meeting.
Right.
So we can't even put it to the voters at the gubernatorial or the presidential election. So, but I'm saying that's just examples. If we could ask for some public input and also start collecting things on our own that we think are wrong, or not wrong, but could be clarified in the ordinance, I think we ought to try to do that, because we're going to be...
We should get input. Right.
Things.
We should get input.
Yeah.
From the people. I think we will get input from people who have farms that this is going to affect.
Yep.
I think we'll get input from them.
Preferably, I hope they would put it in writing.
We should.
That'd be helpful.
Yes.
To some extent. It's like the people who want to rezone. They're not asking for anything unreasonable, but we don't have a method for doing that right now.
Except for a town meeting vote. That's the method we have.
Yeah, which is pretty awkward. You know, and we can't do anything for town meeting now, can we?
No.
We're past the dead cutoff?
Right.
Okay, so.
Is that the only way to get input from the public?
Mm. What do you mean, is that the only way?
Well, if we announce that we would, like to review the zoning laws and would ask people to submit some suggestions, kind of outline where the limits are right now, what our zoning limits.
Yeah.
And see... have people input.
But what's the issue? So you said, is that the only way we can get input? Is what the only way we can get input?
To get the public to suggest. Right now, we could spend several hours thinking of putting together some revisions on the zoning laws the way we think they should be. And then we have a public hearing. And that's the time we get input. But
we can ask for input before.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be good to do that, and then we can discuss.
Well, can the planning board also have a workshop that allows for public input?
No, that would be good.
I don't think there's anything illegal about that. I think we've done that.
That's a good idea.
A workshop, yeah. I think that's.
I think the selectmen have done that in some cases. Just, I mean, you never know. You might get no one. You might get 20,000 people, but.
At least you can say you tried.
Yeah, and that's what sort of you feel bad when you do go through the process, spend a lot of time, and then find out that it didn't meet the requirements according to the zoning board of appeals. And you can second guess them, but that's not very helpful.
And we have more and more uses now that we have contract zone, and now we have this whole marijuana, medical marijuana. And I think the confusion is the limitations, I think, were to keep the zone into like a semi-residential area for the general purpose, but allow like farming and those kind of things. But, you know, that the other way, if you allow anything on there, now people could worry about like a shopping mall of, you know, a marijuana shopping mall coming in their neighborhood, that kind of thing. So, I mean, the restrictions, I think we'd like to know what their input would be, how they would like to restrict it. We can't make it more strict.
We could develop those regulations in a vacuum without having a public hearing and have the townspeople vote on it either.
Yeah, but when was it last revised for the zoning?
June 2019.
That was the medical marijuana stuff.
That was the medical marijuana, but I mean then, the actual zoning, like residential, one building, two accessory.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll bet that goes back
since
to like...
2005.
See, a lot of growth that has happened here in 2005.
Well, anyway, I just throw it out as a thought that we ought to try to at least maybe individually at least make up a list of things you think ought to be changed. And just start from there and then go on. Because we got to make some... I don't say we got to, but it's pretty obvious that, to me at least, that... We do need to make some changes to the ordinance because if we're going to follow it to the letter, then we ought to either follow it to the letter and restrict a whole bunch of stuff or put some words in there that give us some more options and see if we can get those approved or maybe change some uses in certain areas or recommend changing them. So, I mean, there's lots of possibilities.
Along those lines, inviting input in a work public input at a workshop, but specifying what section.
Yes.
Right.
Rather than that.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want to do a broad thing.
Right. Yeah, like land use could be one. Keep it in chunks that hopefully get some input. But
6.3, I think, would be a good idea right off the bat.
Right.
Are we ready to set the agenda for our next meeting? So 5/1/2021 at 9:00, we're going to have sidewalks at the Bonnie. Done on 5/4 or 5/6 at 6 p.m. One or the other, we're going to have a public hearing for Mr. Owls.
Right. 5/4 or 5/6.
On 5/5, we're going to have a public hearing for Saunders at 6 to be followed by Orsted LLC, then to be followed by Main Homestead. And Bavani's going to be scheduled to come on the meeting at 7.
Did we set Michael Saunders for a public hearing too on the 5th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's going to be at 6:00. Then we get Bavani at 7 for the meeting. Then we'll schedule Mr. Saunders, then Orsted to follow, then Main Homestead.
And if we have a public hearing on the 5th or the 6th, are we putting Green Acres on that agenda too?
If you have it on the 4th, you could, but otherwise, our meeting's on the 5th, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
If you have it on the 6th, then it would have to go to the following meeting.
I guess that'll be dependent on if we get the 4th or the 6th, Patty. If we get the 4th, I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there anything else we want to discuss?
I'm just going to make another push for more precise maps of
yes, I think we need those too.
Yep. And just looking at the requirements for agriculture too, where it allows for a greenhouse, we should probably look at changing the verbiage on that, as well as looking at changing principal structure and principal use of a lot of things like that. Yeah.
Maybe go by lot coverage. It,
make a list, and we'll zoom in and go from there.
Could we ask Kelly to, since you're more into the electronics than certainly than I am, if in your work process that you could find out is there any way to digitize, like we have lots now, but they're all on paper, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think we have any digital records of our lots now, do we?
No.
But is there a company or is there some process that
I actually spoke to Dave Long, Tibbetts, and Eld, because one of the things that they did, the town did during this last reval, is they took the PDF copy of the field tax cards offline and introduced the R.A. Harris.
Which you can't read.
Which is useless. It's garbage.
Wow. It's junky.
I actually refused to appraise the town of Lyman because the information sucks. So I asked why did they do that, and what their thoughts were going with GIS system, which is an online mapping.
Yeah.
And you can have multiple layers. There's different ones out there, from the basic, which is the Aegis or whatever heck it is, to very complex ones. Saco has a very complex where you have buildings, and zoning, and political wards, and hydrants, and mm-hmm. water mains. We don't need that. Mm-hmm. The zoning, the maps, the lots, and go with the overlay that we can have, as you suggested, the lots dimensions.
Right.
So it's basic. It would cost the town some money, which they probably don't want to spend. But even many small towns are going. It's just.
Well I'm just talking for myself, but would it be appropriate if Kelly wrote something up, maybe short, and the planning board could vote on it and send it to selectmen, mm-hmm. say, here's the way we'd like to, we would recommend we go somewhere down this route and get some authorization to get a quote or something? Mm-hmm. So that, because, you know, the first thing the selectmen are going to ask is, how much is it going to cost?
Yeah.
And if we could give them an estimate, and I can't do it, I don't know anything about it.
They put stuff like that out to bid.
Yeah, okay, but if we could recommend something, it would be proactive, because otherwise we're stuck with going to town meeting and say, for this lot, can you change it to this, and from this lot, can you mm-hmm. change it to this, and it's piecemeal. It's really
inefficient. Yeah, I mean, the way that zoning map is, you can't tell where the line is.
It can go right
through your house and half be in one, half in the other, and
not right.
It's just well set there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I agree.
Okay.
So anyway, I will look to come up with something.
I don't mean it. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just asking. Because
no, it's a great idea.
We gotta do something, because we're just sitting here. We can't do it on our own.
And I actually put the bug in the ear on that.
Good.
Hearing. Going. Listen. This is needed anyway.
Is there anything else? I'll make a motion and close the hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.